Not all homeless youth sleep on city benches or in tents. In fact, advocates say most unhoused kids in Lane County couch surf from place to place, and that makes them hard to identify and help. In the final part of our series, Hidden in Plain Sight, KLCC's Tiffany Eckert introduces us to a Eugene teen who became parentless and homeless before caring adults stepped in to help.
Kelly Flanagan is a second-year member of the cheer team at Willamette High School in West Eugene. She's in her senior year with a ready smile and a solid grade point average. From age 15 to 17, Kelly experienced homelessness.
A lot of my friends are very supportive, and when I was bouncing around from house to house, they would always say, like, my house is open, like, you can come sleep on my couch.
It's 6 p.m. when cheer practice ends, and it's been 10 hours since Kelly caught a city bus to get to school. Her dinner is a fast food rice bowl. After that, she shares her story.
In 2015, my dad suddenly passed away. There was some abuse going on with my little sister, and my grandma ended up finding out. And my grandma then contacted the Eugene Police Department and DHS. We pretty much told them, like, what life at home was like and what had happened.
Kelly and her younger sister were removed from the house that night. A police officer and a representative from Child Protective Services went back to get the kids some clothes.
My dad had then got his gun and went to the backyard and committed suicide. The next morning, I was put in the custody of my biological mother full time.
The transition was difficult. Kelly and her mom had been estranged for a long time, and the reason why soon became apparent.
After about a year and a half with my mom, she ended up using mine and my sister's Social Security money to buy drugs and alcohol, and so the bills weren't being paid, so me and my little sister felt that it was not a safe place to live anymore, and we ended up finding elsewhere to stay.
Kelly says this is when the couch surfing started. First, they stayed with a neighbor. Then that family moved to Roseburg. Her little sister went with them, but Kelly wanted to stay in Eugene for school.
So my mom placed me with another neighbor, and I ended up living there. And some stuff happened, and it wasn't a place feasible for me to stay at anymore.
Kelly's mom had already relocated out of town, and her father was dead. With no legal guardian to live with, the 17-year-old became part of a specific population of homeless in Lane County, known as unaccompanied youth.
A lot of people don't really know a lot about it, what it's like to be homeless and to be an unaccompanied minor and, you know, to not be able to focus on school or do an extracurricular because you're always worried about where you're going to sleep at night or, you know, how you're going to get to school or, like, what you're going to wear if you're going to have clean clothes to wear.
You felt all those things?
I have, yes.
The traumatic incidents of Kelly's young life caused upheaval, but she was not left alone. A safety net was quietly cast around Kelly. Counselors and administrators at her school were made aware of her case. Donna Butera, the homeless student liaison for Bethel School District, advocated for Kelly and helped her find a place to call her own.
I currently live in the Girls Youth House out in South Eugene.
The former church-turned-youth home is operated by St. Vincent de Paul. Stained glass windows glow with a warm light inside and out. There's a large common room, laundry, and a central kitchen. Staff are here 24/7. Andrea Aviles is a youth specialist.
I kind of wanted to be a teacher, but someone approached me asking me to work here, and so it kind of fell into my hands, and I've fallen in love with working with the girls and being here at the house.
Aviles and other staff members implement program policies and make sure the house is always a safe place.
Where's your room?
My room's downstairs.
Okay.
So we each have our own little key card that we just, like, scan at the door, and then it lets us in. All of our rooms have our own, like, individual keys that we have. Okay. So there's my desk and my bed and my wardrobe, my bathroom, and then my little sink area over here. All the rooms come, like, refurbished already and decorated. Each room comes with, like, a little quilt, and it has little, like, sayings on it, and I think some of them come with, like, a little plushy little bear.
Did you get one?
Yes.
What did it feel like?
I don't know. Like, people care.
Despite the challenges of her life, or perhaps because of them, Kelly pushes herself to succeed. She was recently named Student of the Month at Willamette High. She plans for a career in early childhood development and is already enrolled at Lane Community College. Every time Kelly walks in the front door of the youth home, she sees a colorful image on the wall.
There was a lady that came in and painted this beautiful mural for us over the summer. There's two people, and there's like a kind of like space in the background of them, and kind of like open-mindedness almost.
And what bird would you say that is?
I don't know, maybe like a phoenix.
It does indeed look like the mythological bird that rises from the ashes of its former existence, restored and ready for a new life. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.